This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I've been watching South Park this season. I haven't seen last night's episode yet, but apparently they took a shot at The Simpsons last night. Mr. Hankey was banned from town and sent to a place that accepts racists. Then they played the Simpsons music and an Apu-type character welcomed him.
Today, South Park says goodbye to Mr. Hankey. Oh. The longtime union of this town and the holiday figure is over for good. We should all feel pretty great about ourselves. Give ourselves a little nice pat on the back as we as a society continue to try and sweep away all the poop.
Where will he go?
He'll have to find a place that accepts racist, awful beings like him. There are still places out there who don't care about bigotry and hate.
Cool, man. Talking crap.
Welcome, my friend. Please, rest your weary feet and make yourself at home here.
Hooray!
If they just declare war on South Park on The Simpsons, I might get back to watching the South Park again.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. If the two of them just start, well, Simpsons takes a lot longer to respond. They might respond to that one next year.
Yeah, probably, because
it takes a while.
Yeah, they're done. They can't turn it over as quickly, but that would be fun. I might watch The Simpsons again because it has been, close to a decade, I think, since I've really watched a new Simpsons episode.
It's probably been 20 years since I've actually paid attention to The Simpsons when I think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I, it's a bummer because I remember I was loving all those shows. But like you said, I mean, The Simpsons been 30 years. I'm still into South Park, but I dropped Family Guy.
Okay.
You know, and I loved Family Guy. I thought, you know, that's about when I dropped The Simpsons, I think, is when Family Guy hit the TV. And then I was pissed when Fox canceled it, but then they brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
But what was that, 10 years ago, probably?
I never watched an episode of Family Guy. I've seen a bunch of clips, so I'm aware of what the show is all about. It just never has been something where I'm like, I need to watch this. And the clips I've seen have been pretty funny. It's just one of those shows where it's just like never on my radar.
Have you watched the new show, Family Guy in Space, a.k.a. The Orville?
I did try a couple of episodes of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
New season's going to be starting up with that, actually. And frankly, that gives me my Seth MacFarlane fix when I think about it, is that I don't really even need to watch Family Guy because I love The Orville, and I feel like I hear his voice, and it's like, oh, Peter Griffin's in charge of the Enterprise. Great.
So are they getting rid of Mr. Hankey? Is that legit?
That's a good question. I
don't know. Does Mr. Hankey even really show up much these days anyway?
I haven't seen Mr. Hankey in a long time, to be quite honest. At least the episodes of South Park that I've watched the last few years, I don't remember Mr. Hankey a whole lot.
Mr. Hankey's what inspired my very first beer league hockey team's jerseys. We were called the Browns.
Oh, really?
And it was a Mr. Hankey-looking character holding a hockey stick with a helmet on.
Oh, that's delightful.
Fantastic.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I miss those days. We still have them, though. We have the poop emoji. We'll never lose that, right?
Yeah, you would think they would really embrace him now that the poop emoji is so popular.
Yeah, I wonder if Mr. Hankey will get to come back because of that. I'll be watching tonight's episode, so I'll let you know, Steve.
And I think tonight's
last night's episode.
Last night's episode's based on the whole Kavanaugh thing, and that's, I think, where it all that where they went down that road with Mr. Hanky.
Yeah.
And apparently he was sending out offensive and racist tweets, and he used Roseanne Barr's Ambien defense each time.
Oh, Mr. Hanky.
Also, a little poop takes Ambien.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, you know, hey, listen, sometimes you get backed up and you can't sleep, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Mr. Hanky off of South Park for now. We'll see if he gets to come back. Got to tell you about this man who blew himself up, but it was an accident, and it was all because of bugs. Yeah, this is the way to start your day. Steve's got the news for you. That's at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well, he's no Pulitzer Prize winner. Hell, he can't even pronounce Pulitzer. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Colorado State University Global Campus, and happy National It's My Party Day.
Oh, and I'll cry if I want to.
All right. So if you're going to throw a party, it's got to be a theme party. What kind of party are you throwing, BJ? Well,
of course, it's a board game party. What are you talking about? Yeah, what else am I going to do?
I don't know. I was thinking something a little bit more out of the box, and I know you're a fan of it as well.
Board games come out of the box.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
geez.
I did it. I won that one.
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking I would do? What are you,
Are you done?
He's done.
No, I'm thinking about throwing a Trailer Park Boys party.
Oh, okay. I will go to that.
And you can do it like that trailer park that had they turned into a club.
Oh, dude, I love that idea.
Speaking of dudes, all dudes only.
And, of course, I'll be like Julian. I'll just be walking around with my rum drink. Julian drinks my drink, man. I'm there with him.
Nice. Rev, what about you?
Steampunk party. Oh, yeah. Come on. I got a steampunk bar.
You guys are so damn predictable.
Steve wants none of that.
Vicky.
I'm boring because I always love doing dress-up parties, any kind of costume. I did a Nightmare Before Christmas Christmas party one year, where it was a Halloween Christmas party.
Oh, Danny would have loved that.
Oh, and yeah.
Young Daniel.
Pizza party.
Pizza party. It's actually National Sausage Day, Pizza Day as well.
All right.
Sausage Pizza Day.
I got you.
I know what you're talking about. Which, in my opinion, is I would put that below pineapple as far as the worst pizzas.
Really?
Oh,
really?
I'm not a fan of sausage pizza.
Oh, I like sausage pizza a lot.
I love sausages. Are fantastic.
Yeah. I'm with Ted.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there's almost no pizza that I would turn down.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, if someone handed me a sausage pizza right now, I would eat the thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what, then? Let's get that done. Let's start the day off right.
All right, let's talk about this guy who had a rough day because of some bugs. He lives in the Houston area, and he wanted to decontaminate himself of all the bugs that were crawling over his body and in his house.
Oh.
So he decides to come up with I guess you could call it a life hack.
Okay.
It involves spraying himself down with brake cleaning fluid.
Okay.
And he thought this will kill the bugs. We're not sure if it killed the bugs, but then he decided I'm going to vacuum the bugs off of his body.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what kind of vacuum this guy owns, but a spark from the vacuum ignited the fumes and it caused an explosion.
Oh.
That blew an entire part of his wall off of his double wide trailer. Speaking of Trailer Park Boys.
Okay, there he is. This is now all becoming crystal clear.
Here, here's a news report on it.
Investigators say the man was covered with second and third degree burns when they found him and was in critical condition. Deputies say the man was trying to decontaminate himself of bugs by spraying brake cleaner fluid on his body and then trying to vacuum himself. It's unclear, though, if the man was under the influence.
Oh, come on now.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah,
science point to yes.
I understand as a news reporter, you got to keep things on the up and up, but I would say it's safe to assume that guy was on drugs.
I'll show you, you ant.
I'm going to go out on a ledge on this one. I have a feeling that there were no bugs on him, and he was just hallucinating that there were bugs all over him.
Oh, you think that might be it?
That's my guess.
Oh, he was on the good stuff then.
Of course, allegedly.
All right.
I think drugs were involved in his decision-making.
I'm right behind you, and also, I think you should get a sausage pizza for that answer.
Sausages are fantastic.
Now, this story, I can confirm that the guy was on drugs. He was on meth. And let's just say it's a valuable lesson for everybody out there. If you're taking meth, it's not a good idea to go to church.
Oh, really?
And that's what this North Dakota man did. He went to a church. He's 21 years old. His name is Zachary Burdick.
See, now I know why he's on meth.
And foreshadowing with that last name.
Okay.
because at some point he decided to splash around in the holy water fountain.
Oh, that's not no.
According to the pastor who was conducting the mass, he says, yeah, this guy dipped his rear end in the holy water fountain, splashed around a bit before he entered the sanctuary, and now this is where things get interesting.
Oh, that wasn't interesting before.
Oh, gosh, no, that's safe and tame compared to what you ended up doing.
That's the appetizer.
Now, mind you, there's about 75 people that are attending Mass when all this is going on.
Right.
So this guy, Zachary Burdick, according to one witness, he entered the sanctuary with his machinery hanging out and was pumping himself.
Oh! Okay.
Now the cops showed up.
Yeah.
He agreed, yes, I'm tweaking. I'm on meth.
Yeah.
And then he told them, hey, well, you know, this is not a good idea to, take care of yourself in public.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to, but you're in church, though. You're supposed to, you can be forgiven with an act of contrition, right?
Burdick's response was, I was just trying to bust a, you know what, ski.
Just trying to bust
church.
A Burdick.
Wow.
Well, you want a heavenly experience, you know what I'm saying?
At least he's fully transparent in what he's doing.
Look, honesty is the best policy, especially when you're in church.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that makes things even more awesome. If you go to his Facebook page, this Zachary Burdick, he describes himself as a rapper, producer, and a songwriter.
Don't forget, man, he takes matters into his own hands, too.
Oddly enough, his rap name is The Spankin' Apostle.
Hey, I hope you're not. The Spankin'
Apostle. And his first hit single, Yankin' for Yahweh.
Ah, Yankin' for Yahweh.
Cranking it Catholic style.
Okay.
Jerking like for...
No, I don't. You're done.
We'll move on. Yeah. I don't think those are any of the names of his songs.
Oh, you sure?
But everything else was a true story.
If I was his agent, that would be his new everything.
Could you imagine being at church and some guy just starts...
Yeah.
Just starts taking care of business?
Well, he's close to the confessionals, so he can easily go in there and go, hey, by the way, I don't know if you know, but just right now, I have sinned. How long has it been since your last sin? About 20 seconds there, Father.
Something must be in the air, because let's go now to Russia, where there's just this video that's spreading virally of a guy who's passed out, wasted, pretty much naked, while riding a donkey.
Oh, there we go.
Have you seen the video, BJ?
What's going on?
Bro, I want to. This is the greatest video ever. All of a sudden, just watch, and we have it on the KSW page.
Oh, there he is.
He's wearing nothing but, like, it looks like a sailor's cap and underwear.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just out cold on the donkey.
That's my kind of party right there.
One of the female guards tried to keep up with the donkey.
Yeah.
And I guess you could hear her just in a fit of laughter as she's trying to catch this guy. Poor donkey.
Yeah, I know. But the donkey, though, looks like he's doing okay.
In the world of sports, of course, the Seahawks are off to London to take on the Raiders this week. This weekend on Sunday.
You see Blitz?
No, I didn't see
Blitz. Yeah, I saw the video. Blitz was invading London, just bothering everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Did Boom get to go, too?
I didn't see Boom. I don't. Maybe he's too little to travel that far. I don't know. But Blitz was there.
I saw Dwayne Brown was going. But, of course, you expect one of your offensive linemen to show up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad Dwayne decided to go. I wasn't sure. so Blitz was hanging out with all the Englanders, all the Brits.
Now, there's some rumors that the NFL, you know, they've been playing games in London for 11 years. Of course, like I mentioned, the Hawks are taking on the Raiders. I think it's at 10 a.m. Sorry, on Sunday you can watch that game. But there's talks of possibly the Jacksonville Jaguars being moved to London permanently. Now, these are just rumors, but the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars is in the process of buying London's Wembley Stadium.
Ooh.
He owns a soccer team there.
Oh,
one of his former employees says, yeah, I've heard him talk about it. They're definitely going to be moving there. But the owner, this guy Shahid Khan, says, no, that's not the case. We're not leaving. I'm committed to keeping the Jags in Jacksonville. But, hey, man, as I think people have heard that before here in Seattle when it comes to committed to keeping a team in this area. Well, if the rumor's true, he's going to need at least the support of 24 of the 32 owners, and who knows if he'll be able to get that. But the Jaguars have a 3-2 record in all the games that they've played in London. So,
all right.
There you go.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Would you like to see a little football?
But the most important sports story of the day.
Yes.
It's pig races, baby.
Oh,
Maris
that's
Farms.
Right.
This little Miggy, the pig named after me, is just dominating in the pig races, guys.
Oh, nice. See,
shout out to Steve from Maris Farms. He put out a press release saying that this little Miggy hogged all the attention this weekend.
Yeah,
at
little Miggy.
After exploding with 6 victories, including the first leg of the Triple Pig Crown Series, the Pig Tucky Derby. This little Miggy has 8 wins overall.
Dang.
Double the win total of second place pigs.
Yeah, but dude, it's not easy to win the pig triple crown.
Okay? I'm on it, man.
Okay, little Miggy. All I'm saying is, you know what? Make sure you train properly and give him a lot of rest. The pig triple crown is not easy to do.
Well, one of three down.
All right. Well, that's right.
The Pigtucky Derby taken care of.
Good job with the Pigtucky Derby. You must be proud.
I'm very proud.
Yeah.
Thank you, this little Miggy. You made my morning.
This little Miggy's still kicking it.
Oh, I hope so. Otherwise, you're going to have some bacon, huh?
Well, I mean, at some point.
Oh, boy. As far as weather, 62 degrees and sunny. And thank you, Washington State Lottery, for giving us news and sports.
All right, man. I was I was doing radio in Jacksonville in the inaugural season for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's a bummer if they lose that team. But it's a smaller city. So I wonder if they're having attendance issues or maybe it's a ploy to get a new stadium. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you ever foresee a team being in London?
I don't. And I think it's too far to go for everybody.
I don't even understand why they have these games there. I mean, it seems like a colossal pain in the ass for the teams to have to go all the way to London to go play a game. But
I feel like it's because they want a team there.
I guess money motivated. But yeah.
I feel like that's what they want. I just don't know how the hell they pull that off. That is a beating for every team that would be in their division. Mm-hmm. Unless they're trying to do a European football league that would then meet us. Maybe there'd be the Super Bowl, then the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, is that going to be a high quality league?
I know. I you're right. But if Jacksonville actually moves, geez, then who the? I mean, then
I would not want to be on that team. Because you're constantly, I mean, yeah, you have eight games, but then eight games you have to travel to America.
Exactly. And I think it's a 6 to 7 hour flight to our East Coast, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, how long of a flight is it from here?
So if they had to play the NFC West, mm-hmm. I mean, really, to get to Seattle, San Francisco, L.A. to play those games?
F that.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see how that's plausible.
What do you think for this game on Sunday? I feel like it's going to be more Seahawks fans than Raiders fans there.
Yeah.
I just get that vibe.
Yeah, I would. I think you may be right about that.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people that are heading there. I've seen even a bunch of friends on Facebook posting at the airport off to London.
Because Seattle and London, I feel like there's a lot of similarities. I feel like a lot of Londonians come here if they come to America. Like, they love to live in Seattle. So I think you may be right about that.
And if you're taking a direct flight from here to London, it is 9 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, from here?
Yes. Gosh. You do direct.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's a 9 hour flight. Then it takes us about 4 hours to go to Boston. So it's about a 5 hour flight, I bet.
Assuming you don't have too crazy of layovers. Because when I went, I had a 12 hour layover in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
That sucked.
That's 9 hours. I mean, it's like a Friday afternoon commute to Olympia.
Yeah, really. That's all.
Really.
You can do 9 hours.
Traffic.
Yeah.
And then
hours.
And then imagine the extra 8 hours that you lose because you're going forward in time.
That's a good point.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
oh, it's spooky, Steve?
Yeah. The jet lag would be a beating, especially on the other end. Really, coming from England to go to any place on the in the States, that jet lag would be a beating. It's an 8 hour fling, you know. If you're a London football player trying to play against Seattle, you know, at CenturyLink Field, you'd be like 8 hours jet lagged.
I mean, it's gonna be fun to watch the game on Sunday, but I couldn't even imagine being a player. Like, this is cool. We're going to London.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know. They might. I mean, maybe they will dig that.
At least their flights are comfortable.
Yeah, if they've never been to London, just like, you know, the whole idea to visit that city could be fun, but to play football, oof.
But you're not going to be a tourist.
No.
I mean, you're leaving, they left yesterday,
yeah.
So they're getting there today.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing practice crap.
Practice crap?
That's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
Pete Carroll's practice crap.
I hope that Pete gives them at least a little time to hang out and have fun in the city.
Well, I bet you can find somewhere to go to eat dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, and at that point, I mean, are you really seeing the city or are you just going to a restaurant, which is like, oh, hello, I'm your waiter. Here's your food. That's about all you get, right? I mean, so as far as, like, the culture.
Oh, somebody has a very good question. I don't know if, Danny, you can grab that audio of that Spanish announcer speaking of football that did the field goal.
Oh, right.
Where the Giants lost right at the end of the game. Somebody wanted to know if Vicky can tell us what the announcer said in Spanish since Vicky's back today.
Oh, yeah, Vicky's back. Yeah, this was an epic call. The Giants game, and who are they playing? The Giants and Panthers.
Panthers, yes.
Giants and Panthers
down game. To the last second, a field goal by Gano.
Yeah.
And win the game and crushing all the New York Giants fans.
Yeah, so what is he saying here, Vic?
Le ha sobrado distancia, le van a servir.
Y el Arturo
tiene profundidad, va a llegar. ¡Gato!
What did he say?
He says, it's like, he won. I go for the Panthers, Panthers. You know, I go for the Panthers, you know.
Oh,
so he's saying they won. Ganó means won. They won.
Oh, the Panthers won. Gata. Must be, is that
Gano,
the cat?
Ganó.
But the kicker's last name is Gano.
Really?
Yeah, it's Graham Gano.
Oh, that's funny, because when you say Gano, it means he won.
Whoa!
So Gano won. His last name is he won.
Wow.
So
Gano won. Gano.
Graham won.
Yeah, Graham won, Graham won, Graham won. And Panthers. What is that saying?
Yeah. That's just him like, da-da-da-da. That's nothing. That's not words.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for translating that.
Yeah, I did. You're welcome.
So what's that first part?
He says, I root for the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
I do go for the Panthers.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Awesome.
So obviously a hometown announcer loving the Panthers after that play.
Yeah. How about that? Do they serve alcohol when they do their announcing?
I know.
It's all tequila, man.
Man, the Spanish announcers are awesome. They really are.
Somebody thinks that we might see a lot of Raiders fans there as well because they have a huge following in a booster club in London.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, all right. We'll see. We'll see what we hear more of and maybe see more of. Saw a couple of Seahawks fans there already that Blitz was hanging out with.
I believe Walter Jones is heading down there with Paul Sylvie.
Oh, nice.
Big Walt going to be taking over London.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a lot of Seahawks players because a couple of years ago when we played
the Broncos.
I hope
there's a lot of Seahawks players.
Well, like Sir Patrick Stewart was like rocking a Seahawks jersey a couple of years back.
So Captain Picard, a Seahawks fan. That'd be fun to see.
Well, to be fair, Ian McKellen wore a Broncos jersey, but it was still, I like to think he's a fan.
That's all right. Listen, I got no problem with that. I mean, you know what? I'll take Professor X over Magneto. I'll do it. Nice. All right, so it'll be fun to see, and hopefully we win. I mean, the way we played last week, I mean, the Raiders are not anywhere nearly as good as the Rams. I mean, granted, matchups are always different, but hopefully we really win this game and get back in the 500 column.
Be a nice way to go into the, because then they have the bye week after this.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good time for some of those guys that are on the verge of coming back to get healthy.
I'm getting more and more encouraged about the team, I'll tell you that. I mean, unless the Rams have a massive collapse, for us to catch them is going to be tough, but at least I feel like we can make the playoffs.
Oh yeah, I mean the wild card is going to be anybody's. Right now it's wide open.
Yeah, so I feel like that can happen, and I feel like that we can beat the Rams. It'll be good to see how we play them in LA. You know, I'd like to see if it's just as close of a game.
The Hawks beat the Rams. This is how I'll be feeling.
Oh, you'll be going for the Panthers. Okay, great.
No, as we learned, that part of the announcing, all he was saying, as Vicky translated, was dot, 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 dot.
Oh, so you'll be like
that's universal for any team.
Yeah.
Hey, so basically, you'll be a police song is what you're saying. Yeah. Do, 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 dot, 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 dot.
Okay, you'll be that.
Thank you. Yesterday, Steve, he was stumped on this one.
What baseball team won the 2017 World Series?
The Chicago Cubs?
No.
Crap. Oh, man. I'm farting on this one.
Farting?
Texas Rangers?
No.
What the hell? That was last year.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll come back to it, pass.
You were so close. You were in the right state.
I came back to it. It was too late, but I got it right.
Yeah? Astros?
Yes.
You got it right. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.